The first reading today is we hear this beautiful story about Susanna and how God spared her from the death that these unfortunate men wanted to inflict upon her because she wouldn't give in to their desires. We glorify God in that, and yet at the same time we listen to what Daniel had to say to these men, that they have been passing unjust judgments. They had also been violating other women, and nothing had happened to them. And we look at that and say, so where was God when it happened to those people? How come he spared Susanna, but he didn't spare the rest of them? While we don't fully understand the answer to that, what we have to be able to look at is that all things work together for good. Part of it was, of course, the exposure of these men. But we look at the victims and say, where was God? If those people are willing to pray and to remain faithful, God will bring great good from this. We don't understand necessarily what it is that's happening because each person's different. Maybe it's a matter of trying to forgive. Maybe it's a matter of working through an injustice. Maybe it's a matter of dealing with one's own dignity and recognizing that there's a pattern like this in my life, God is going to bring good out of this for me. We don't understand beforehand. We will only understand afterward, after we can work through it, because you might look in your own life and see that there's a similar pattern. And it doesn't take a genius to look at what's going on right now in the justice system and realize that it's an injustice system in many ways. There are many people who are being violated by unjust judgments. There are lots of people who are being hurt by various people in society. And of course, we look at some of the politicians and the absolutely despicable things that they have done, and nothing happens to them. And it's a very frustrating thing. First of all, we have to remember that they will stand before God one day. And if they don't repent, they will have to deal with what it is that they have done. But that's a secondary point. The point that we all have to look at is, what is God doing with me in this situation? Why is he allowing this in the first place? He allows it for us to be able to see just how corrupt society is. It's not a few corrupt politicians. The vast majority of our society has become very, very corrupt. And God allows us to see it in people like that. We see the same thing in the church. You see some of the leaders. I mean, we just had that unfortunate soul, McCarrick, who violated so many people, lied through his teeth about it, got away with it for years. Finally, God has called him home. There was never at least a public point of repentance. I hope for his sake that he's repented. But why would God allow this? So that people like you and me can see just how deep the corruption is, even in the church. The church herself is perfect. The people in the church are far from it. And so we have to be able to see this so that we ask ourselves, then what's my response? Do I draw near to Jesus and do I become more faithful? Or do I say, oh, if it's this corrupt, I'm out of here. Why should I believe anything? The fact that there are corrupt people in the church doesn't change the truth, but it actually can deepen our faith. So it always comes back to these same points of what God is doing with us. He's purifying us through these things. He's testing us through these things. For the poor people who are the victims, God will bring great good out of it for them if they are willing to pray and if they are willing to work through it. At the same time, he is allowing it for us because it's a purification, it's a test. All of us are going to be affected by this. And either we're going to walk away from the Lord or we're going to draw near to him And that's the question that each one of us has to ask for our own selves. What's my response going to be? We heard with Susanna, it said she trusted wholeheartedly in the Lord. So did the martyrs. God allows some people to die because it is for his glory and for their greater good. So even the injustices that happen, God will bring good out of them for the people it happens to, as well as for the rest of us as we see it happening. So God is looking for us to respond in a truly Christian way with all of these things, to turn to him, to pray, to be able to repent of our own injustices, and to be able to work through all of these things, but ultimately to trust in the Lord wholeheartedly. That's hard when we see these things. And the natural response is to say, if God's going to allow this, or where is God, or whatever. God's got everything under control. But if we can look at it and say, okay, what's God doing in my life with this? Why is he letting me see this? Why do I need to be aware of this? What's he doing for me? And through this, am I growing more faithful? Am I growing more charitable? Am I growing more just? All these things, if I'm disgusted with the injustices and the corruption, what about my own injustices and corruption? Am I working to get rid of those? Or do I use these people to say, well, if it's okay for them, then it's okay for me? That's what the Lord is helping us to look at. If we're going to be disgusted with them, and we should be, then we need to repent of our own things that maybe aren't as bad, but are similar. And that's what we all have to look at. So God bless people like Susanna and the people in our own day who are being treated this way. And at the same time, may we cooperate with the grace so that we can learn the lessons that God is trying to teach us, grow in virtue and holiness by looking at the negative parts that are going on and allow those to bring us closer to Jesus.